Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, this morning, let's start with President Trump erupting at his campaign manager after seeing polls with Joe Biden ahead in several states.
You know what, David? It's all garbage. We don't know what to trust. They let this kind of stuff out. It's distracting. This is the distractor in chief. We know that. When the polls are down, he can't be happy. But the idea that he would explode at the campaign manager rather than look inward and decide that maybe he was doing something wrong is one of those fictions that people love to enjoy when they hear these stories. I don't take it for much. Clearly, if Biden's ahead, that has got to disturb Trump. On the other hand, it's a long way to the election. And now we have the news that there is some promising, from Oxford, there's a promising potential vaccine. There's this remdesivir that has been developed for Ebola, but didn't work there. But Fauci says it shows some promise. So that news has got to be helpful to Trump because he's going to claim that this is under his tutelage, that all of this has come together and been happening. You know, he's in bad shape because he is who he is. In the beginning, people loved it because it was unique, it was different, and it was an antidote to the same old, which so many Americans just didn't like. They were wrong, but they didn't like it. It doesn't matter whether they were wrong. That's what elections are about, even corrupt elections. I believe this was a corrupt election since Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes in America than Trump did. Nevertheless, under the rules, Trump got himself into the White House, and we have had to pay the price ever since. You know, David, leadership has always been do what I do, and I'm willing to show you that. Here is a president who is showing us that he and his vice president don't follow the same rules on things like wearing masks that they espouse for others. And there has been hell to pay about that in the news media and other places. So this is not a good time for Donald Trump, whether that will continue if, in fact, there is some kind of cure. Let's remember that this remdesivir is not a cure. It shows a 30% differential between the people who are treated on placebo, meaning sugar pills, and the remdesivir. So it isn't a cure by any means, and until we have a vaccine which is going to put a stop to it, I don't think it's going to happen. So Trump is in bad shape right now, but things could turn around, and a lot is going to depend on how both Biden plays it and how the president plays it.
And Dr. Fauci said it's all but sure that we'll have a second wave of this, and yet the president now says he's not extending social distancing guidelines. The White House's 30 days to slow the spread guideline expires today.
Well, look, he's made wrong calls all along, the president has, and of course, you know, the fact that he relies on this son-in-law, a nepotistic move if there ever was one, just shows that they have an agenda, and that agenda is we've got to be able to turn all of this around by the election or we lose. You have Fauci out there saying, forget it, Jack, that's not going to happen. There's going to be a second wave, and the president can't be happy about him. Maybe it's my imagination, but I see a lot less Fauci on the air than I used to see in the briefings. He does manage to get the word out, and the news media is pretty good about that. Nevertheless, he's probably in the penalty box right now.
Well, and the economic impact is dire. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that the GDP of the world's biggest economy will plunge at a 40% annual rate during the three-month period that ends in June.
David, I don't see how it could not. I mean, you know, if people are staying home and nobody's going to a restaurant, nobody's going to a movie, nobody is doing anything but staying home. And if they are, they're putting themselves at great risk. Now, the president says we have to get this thing reopened, and that is a great risk. So he's out there, and his puppets are out there saying it's all over. You can start spending money again. We got to get the economy going. If he doesn't get the economy going, he doesn't win.
Well, from ABC News, how accurate is the U.S. coronavirus death count? Some experts say it's off by tens of thousands. The novel coronavirus has already claimed the lives of more than 60,000 Americans, but experts fear that number could be far higher once the pandemic subsides enough for officials to go back and make a true reckoning of the dead.
That's right, David. We know that there's chaos here, and we know that a lot of people, last place they want to go is to an emergency room, so if they can ride it out, they will. And that's too bad, because hospitals can take better care of you than you can take yourself. On the other hand, if you isolate yourself and you have one of the milder forms of this, you'll get through it. And those are people we are not counting. Not only that, a lot of older people die. And when they die, we don't do an autopsy on everybody. We say, okay, died of heart disease, died of cancer, died of this or that. And this is all potentially complicated by the virus. So I have no doubt that those reports are correct. A lot of people have died who we consider to be natural deaths when they are not.
From CNN, Alan, Senator David Perdue, a Georgia Republican up for re-election and a close Trump confidant, issued a blunt warning to GOP activists during an off-the-record conference call this week. Here's the reality, he said. The state of Georgia is in play.
That's extraordinary. If Georgia is in play, you better believe that the president is in real trouble. We don't know if that's true. But they do elect Democrats. There's no question. You know, we here in New York, Massachusetts, blue states tend to elect Republicans every once in a while when people get fed up with the same old, same olds. That's how we got George Pataki. That's how we got Governor Baker, who's done a good job, what I call a Republicrat here in Massachusetts, and still doing a good job and still has high approval ratings. So every once in a while, people in states which have been given to the Republicans or to the Democrats tend to get upset. So anything's possible this year. I think Trump is going to lose by historic numbers.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And it's about time we get to that lockbox and keep this thing going, right, Alan?
We are, David. We're making some real progress here. But we can't make it without you. WAMC.org. Let's do it.